I look with expectation, Father, for the new thing. Would you say that with me, people? I look with expectation for the new thing. For the new thing that God has prepared for us. In our study of God's, as God being a meteorologist, we looked at the clouds last week. We want to look at something very special today, again from Job. And if you have your Bibles, would you turn to Job 38, 28. Job 38, 28. For the new thing that God has for your family, for the new thing God has for you, to receive that thing is very important, but to be in a position to receive it is even more important. Because if you're not in a position to receive it, it may just as opportunity go right by. So in light of that, Job asked this question, Job 38, 28. He says, does either the rain or the dew have a father? Does the dew have a father? He asked this strange question about the dew. We looked at the clouds last week. The clouds that we are living in, the adverse circumstances through which we pass. And we were reminded that God said, people, I am in the cloud. I am in the cloud through which you're going. Now today, something new about the dew. We've all seen the dew, haven't we? And it's a beautiful, refreshing thing to see the dew. When does dew fall, people? Tell me, when does the dew fall? In the morning? Before the sunrise? Okay, so when you say morning, you mean after midnight, in the morning hours. You don't mean like, is dew falling now, for example, at this time? Dew's not falling now. Dew will fall only at nighttime. Dew falls at nighttime. And also, dew falls when there's a lot of movement? No, it falls gently and silently upon that which is still. Now, to have dew, you have to have two things. You have to have moisture, and you have to have coolness. And sometimes in some countries where there is a great difference in degrees between daylight and nighttime, in deserts, for example, maybe 40 degrees differentiation between the two, there is no dew because there is no moisture. Palestine is in a unique situation because being a long, narrow strip of land, it is bordered on the east by the hot desert, it's bordered on the west by the coolness and the cool breeze that comes from the Mediterranean Sea. So Palestine has got the moisture. In fact, the people in Palestine depend upon the moisture from the dew because it may not rain for 6 months. And in the very middle of the desert, you may have a flourishing vineyard that comes about because of the dew. And what has caused the dew is the heat that has been absorbed by the various objects give off their heat in radiation when the coolness hits and the moisture is produced. The last time you had a glass of iced tea, ice, it was cold, the weather was hot, why else would you be drinking iced tea? And what formed on the side of the glass? Moisture, or the dew, God's dew. And so when we look at God's dew today, we want to see as we turn to Hosea something very, very important about what he has for us, because it is the source of our refreshment. It's the source of our refreshment. And the dew is going to fall upon good conductors, and I'm saying, God, I want to be a conductor. I want to be a good conductor of your warmth, your heat, so that when the coolness of this world hits me, I'm going to receive the dew. I'm going to receive God's dew. So we talk about this. God, give me dew in my life. Keep me wet. Give me dew in my life, keep me wet. The dew is a source of refreshment, and it's nature's provisions for just beautifying the face of the earth. It falls at night, and without it, vegetation would die. And it's the symbol, it is a symbol of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In other words, I want you all to be wet. I want you to be all wet. I want you to be wet with the spiritual refreshment that comes from God, and you'll see as we proceed in the message how that the things you've got to do if you want to receive God's dew of blessings. If you have your Bibles, turn to Hosea. If you're using a pew Bible, you can turn to it, and it's on page 984 in the Pew Bible. Hosea chapter 14. Hosea is giving a plea to Israel. The pastor is giving a plea to us as a congregation, or to the church, or to wherever you are listening to my voice right now. And it is simple in that it is in the first few words of Hosea 14:1, return to the Lord your God. If he's got a new thing going for us, we want to be in a place where we can get the new thing. Return to the Lord your God, people of Israel. Your sin has made you stumble and fall. Return to the Lord. Let this prayer be your offering to him. Forgive all our sins, accept our prayer, and we will praise you as we have promised. And recall our call to worship informed us that God is the God who does forgive us of our sins. Assyria can never protect us. War horses cannot protect us. We will never again say to our idols that they are our God. O Lord, you show mercy to those who have no one else to turn to. And then verse 4 it says, the Lord says, I will bring my people back to me. I will love them with all my heart. No longer am I angry with them. And then Hosea 14:5, I will be as the dew is to Israel unto them. I will be to the people of Israel as dew is. And they will blossom like flowers. They will be firmly rooted like the trees of Lebanon. They will be alive with what?
New growth.
New growth. God says, expect the new thing to happen. Okay, God, I'm looking for the new growth. I'm looking for new growth in my life. I'm looking for new growth in the church life. I'm looking for new people. I'm looking for new ministers. I'm looking for new opportunities. I'm looking for new directions. I'm saying, Lord, if something is new is happening, then direct us as we reorganize our Sunday school. Reorganizing our work for you with the junior church at concurrent with this time. With our 1-800 Kids Away hotline. How are you wanting us to develop this way? With other opportunities that are coming to our church now. God, I want to be alive with the new growth. And the only way we can get the new growth is to receive the fresh dew that falls from God. And they will be alive. They will be fragrant like the cedars of Lebanon. Well, maybe this is what Paul has in mind when he says in Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Titus 3, 5. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. He saves us. It was not because of any good deeds that we ourselves have done, but because of his own mercy that he saved us through the Holy Spirit, who does something, who gives us new birth and what else? New life. He gives us new life. Now, we just read in Hosea about the new life that he's going to give his people. God has spoken to us prophetically this day about the new life, and it was apart from the call to worship that was chosen unaware to the person who spoke God's word much earlier. The new life. God gives us new life. He gives us new birth and a new life by washing us. And that, in a sense, is what happens when at nighttime the vegetation just lies still, waiting for God to drop its dew upon it. Now, we are like vegetation in that the Bible says, you are the branch, I am the vine. God says, you stay with me, and I will work through you. In the Word of God, we have the dew as a symbol of something very, very special. When in Genesis we read about a blessing that Jacob was going to give, he said he will be like the dew. He said, I'm asking God to bless you as the dew falls down. These people knew the value of dew. Frankly, I could do without dew. I think. You could do without dew. We have water systems. We have sprinklers. We have hose. We have water. We have no shortage in King City. We are not affected like other people are with the dew. So when God said, people, I will be to you like the refalling of the dew in blessings, he was saying something very important. Micah said in 5:7 that the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of the people as dew from God. Moses writes in Deuteronomy that it's as a precious thing that God can give us from heaven. So if I'm saying, God, I want the new thing, I want the new life, now that I've got the new birth, then I want the freshness that falls like the Holy Spirit on a life, like dew falls on vegetation, then there are a couple of things very important that I must realize. Because, you know, people, you realize the utter foolishness of a man who gets up in the morning, who does not have breakfast, and he works all day. And when it comes time for lunch time, he says, well, I got so much to do, I'm just going to keep on working. Doesn't have lunch, keeps on working, and at nighttime he comes home. You know, he's not going to make it. He's not going to make it because he's got to put some fuel into his body. Fellow workers in the kingdom of God, if we are not refueling ourselves, it's folly to think that we can attempt as a servant of God to minister without eating of the heavenly manna, nor will it suffice just to have spiritual nourishment today. We've got to have it tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. We've got to keep eating, and we've got to be in positions where we can see God's blessing falling upon us like the dew. So there are two things, two very important things. The first is this: quietness and absorption will bring the dew. Quietness and absorption will bring the dew. Say it with me. Quietness and absorption brings the dew. Running here and there, thither and back and forth, and never being quiet, God is saying, oh, there's my servant down there. I will drop my dew of blessing. Well, where'd he go? There's my servant over there. I will drop this blessing and dew upon him. He's gone. And we servants are just running every different direction. God is saying, where am I going to drop this dew? Quietness and absorption bring the dew. Quietness and absorption brings the dew. You know that because I heard you say it. But how do we practice it? Quietness brings the dew. Well, dew what? What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about dew being a symbol of blessings. I'm talking about dew being a symbol of refreshment. Deuteronomy 32:2 says, my speech shall distill as dew. We're told in the word in Isaiah that God will be refreshing us as dew refreshes for the harvesters. Like the dew of Hermon, we read in Psalm 133. Or he says in Psalm 110, you have the dew of your youth. Okay, the dew symbolizes two things. It symbolizes the blessings of God, and it symbolizes the refreshments of God. To get these two things, you've got to do this one big thing, which I heard you say, and it was, quietness and absorption brings the dew. In the desert, you throw a rock down, or you throw a piece of metal down, and metal and rock, and nothing else comes to my mind, but metal and rock would be two good conductors of heat, where they have received the heat during the day, and now when the coolness comes, they are emitting this so that they can receive the dew. Who among us have not received the warmth of God's love? The heat. Like Corrie Ten Boom said, buckets and buckets of love. Like one person said in our church and ministry a few months ago, I feel heat. I feel like the blessing of God is coming as heat. Well, as Christians, we've got the warmth of God's sun. We should be sun seekers, like my license plate says. But S-O-N, the sun seekers. Why? Among other things, for the warmth, so that if we will ever quit walking and ever be still, in quietness and absorption, we'll find the dew. A good conductor. Who remembers Gideon? Who remembers his fleece? Who remembers the word of God that says in Judges chapter 6, 38, what he did? Judges chapter 6. Who remembers? Who can even find it? Joshua. Okay, here we go. Joshua, Judges chapter 6, verse 38. A good scripture. Judges 6:38. Here we go. Gideon is talking with the Lord, having a little argument. Of course, we've never argued with God, have we? Lord says, I'm going to use you, I'm going to help you. And Gideon says, not now, Lord, I got other things to do. But then he realizes God is saying, I want to do something new with you right now. So Gideon says, well, I don't know about this. I got to have proof. It's not that I can hear you, God, clearly, because I'm hearing you clearly, but I've got to say something else. And he says in verse 36, if you're going to do something new, if you're going to use me to rescue Israel, well, I'm going to put you, I'm going to put some wool on the ground where we will, where we thresh the wheat. If in the morning there is dew only on the wool but not on the ground, then I will know that you're going to use me to rescue Israel. Verse 38 says what? That's exactly what happened. Gideon got up early the next morning. Remember, the dew falls at nighttime, and in nighttime there was the quietness. Remember, in quietness and absorption there is the dew. Okay, that fleece couldn't go anywhere because it was not on an animal. And the fleece was just laid there. And when Gideon got up early the next morning, he squeezed the wool and he wrung enough dew out of it to fill a bowl with water. Boy, that would make a believer out of me. But then he said, oh God, oh Lord, don't be angry with me. But let me just speak one more time. Please let me do it one, let me just test it one more time. I mean, seeing is believing, but I need a little more. This time, God, my prayer is, let the wool be dry and let the ground be full of dew. And that night, God did that very thing. The next morning, the wool was dry, but the ground was wet with dew. The fleece was a conductor. And not only was it a conductor of heat, it was also a conductor so that God could conduct his business to the Israelites. Just like God is trying to conduct his business in our homes, in our church, and in the city and around the world through Mission Enterprise. So dew is very important. Quietness and absorption brings the dew. At night, when the leaf blade is still, the vegetation pores are open wide to receive the freshness and the invigorating bath. So the dew will come when quietly lingering in the Master's presence. We've got to get before him, but people, haste is going to prevent the falling of the dew. We need to wait before God until we feel just as saturated as we can possibly be. And when we're saturated, then we can move on. You take a ship, for example. When does the ship take in its cargo? When it's on the high seas or when it's quiet in port? So when the ship comes into port, it's anchored, and how we sing, I anchored my soul in the haven of rest. At port, we're anchored and we're still. And we're asking you people to be still before God so that you can take in his cargo. Remember, we said that the falling of dew represents two things, the blessings and the refreshment. We need to wait before God until we feel our absorption and wait before him. And then we can go to the next duty with the conscious freshness and the vigor of Christ. And you know how you feel sometimes when you're going to work, or you have something to do, and you've got all kind of strength to do it, and then you also have a feeling when you don't have the strength. Spiritually, God is saying, I want to give my people the strength, but I can't find them still enough to give them the refreshment and to give them the blessing. So I repeat, we learn by repetition. Quietness and absorption brings the dew, and this is what we need in our life, people. And it's so hard to do. It's hard to be still. Nancy says that when I'm sitting still, I'm still moving. Okay, we're moving. Our mind is going lickety-split. Gosh, we should have so many mind tickets, but we just exceed the speed limit. I just want to encourage you to do what I did last week several times. I just closed the door, took the phone off the hook. As a matter of fact, Nancy dropped me off at the church and I could use the back door. And I just was still. And after a while, it gets feeling pretty good, because you start feeling what God is giving you, the blessings and the refreshment. So quietness and absorption brings the dew, like the wool absorbs the dew. So we're saying, God, we are your sheep. Sheep have wool. We are your sheep. We want to absorb the dew. There's something else in the passage, and that is simply this: that dew never gathers whether there's heat or whether there's wind. Dew, in the real phenomenon, will not appear, will not gather if there is wind or if there is heat. The temperature must fall, the wind must cease, and the air must come to a point of coolness and rest, absolute rest, before it can yield up its invisible particles to give dew to the herbs or to the flowers or to the land or to the trees. And so the grace from God, I take it, is this. The grace of God does not come forth to rest the soul until the still point has been reached. So in the real, when we know dew is not going to gather if there is heat or wind, because it needs the moisture and the cold, then we've got to realize that if we're going to receive completely from God, we've got to get to the still point, and it's got to be fully reached. The still point. Let me direct your attention to 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11 and 12. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11 and verse 12. God again is talking to one of his prophets, and he says, "You go out and you stand before me on the top of the mountain." And the Lord said to him that. And then the Lord passed by. And the Lord sent a furious wind that split the hill, shattered the rocks, but the Lord was not in the wind. The wind stopped blowing, and there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, there was a soft whisper of a voice. And when Elijah heard it, he covered his face with his cloak, and he went out. And he stood at the entrance of the cave. God spoke to him in, as the scripture says, a still, small voice. And that's what we're talking about, people, getting to the still point, so that we can hear, receive. Because we've got the mistaken idea that God's glory is in boisterous noise. It isn't true. God is in the still, small voice. Where's your still place? Where is your still place? Or do you even have a still place? We've got to have the still place. Because as we have a still place, we're going to find that the quietness will bring the dew. Song of Songs: "Under your shadow I love to sit and delight." Do you take time to meet God every day? Are you telling God of your love for him? Are you meeting him every day in quietness? And are you cheering his heart? I mean, you say, "God, cheer my heart." Are you cheering his heart by your quietness before him, with your interest in him? Or is your world going so fast that there's no time for God? I feel sometimes we want to say, as the song says, "Stop the world, I want to get off." God says, "I want you to stop your busyness, and I want you to get off in with me." Proverbs 3:20, "By his knowledge the clouds bow down the dew." And so back to Hosea. The scripture tells us that we are to go to God in verse 1 of 14. "Return to the Lord with words." In other words, you go to him, and as you go to him, you'll find, in, like we read in 14, verse 4, God says, "I will be like the dew, not given once for all, but day by day watered, day by day being renewed." So God says, "You come to me, and then I, day by day, will renew you with my refreshing dew," which is blessing and which is refreshment. And so the poem goes like this: "Drop thou still dews of quietness, till all our striving ceases. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of your peace. Breathe through the pulses of desire the coolness of your balm. Let sense be dumb, its beats expire. Speak through the earthquake, the wind, and the fire, O still small voice of calm. Would you bow your heads, people? God, speak to us in our calmness. May we be so encouraged to take some time to be quiet, that the stillness of our spirit would just be like a canvas upon which the Holy Spirit will draw his various graces. Help us, Lord, to keep our heart in quietness, filled to the brim with holy joy. And to do this, it must be kept very still, lest it be shook out. Help us to be still before you, Father. And like the ship of which we heard the pastor say this day, God, may we just be that ship that's anchored and in the peaceful calmness of the harbor, take on the cargo. Take on the cargo of blessings and refreshments that come from your heavenly dew. And God, forgive us when we have been so busy doing maybe church things that we haven't had time to be still and to know that you are God. In the quietness and in the stillness, the scripture says, is your strength. People, it is because in the stillness, the dew will fall. Father, we bless you this day for your word. We thank you and we praise you, Jesus. We bless you and we praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand, people, please? It's so hard to be still. But let's try it one more time. Lord, we stand in your presence. We stand in your presence. And you don't have to, but if you'd like to, like I want to do, I want to just sort of lift up my hands like the leaves of a plant. Lord, I just lift up my arms to you, my hands to you, Lord Jesus. And since I'm standing still right now, I want your spirit to speak peace to my heart. And then I would like your dew to fall upon me, Jesus. Again, symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Lord, if there's one here or listening to my voice who's never accepted Jesus as their personal Savior, may they right now just say, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. When they put their faith and their trust in Jesus. And then, Father, for the rest of us, we are in need of some spiritual refreshment, and especially for the new thing that we will look forward to. And when we get into our cars in a few moments, or as we walk home, when we get home, we will look for the new thing. This afternoon, we will look for the new thing. We will try to see what you're doing through our spouse or through children. Tomorrow at work, even in our recreation, we look for the new thing, Father. And we will be still to receive full manifestations of that. Thank you for the dew. Thank you for the dew. Let me put your hands down, people. If you're here today and you would like to be prayed for, if you would like to receive counsel, talk, prayer, the laying on of hands, the anointing of oil, we invite you to come forward at this time. Or if you just want to come and kneel at the altar, we're committed to you. If you have a need, God can meet that need. And you saw saying earlier, I am the God who heals you. Just wait quietly before him, and if you want to come forward for prayer, would you please do that?